They have a place in history, wines from Georgia, and we're not talking about the state, we're talking country.
Some experts in the wine industry believe the word wine actually comes from a Georgian word. So in honor of that, bottles from the country are the focus in our Wine of the Week tonight with wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg. Good to have you back, sir.
Good to be back, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
Hey, well, first explain how wine came from Georgia.
Well, I wish I could, but I can tell you that it dates back over 8,000 years. They're finding clay amphoras that were actually used to make and store the wines in Georgia and the areas around what is now the Republic of Georgia. So, you know, we see that we originally thought Greece, you know, birthplace of wine. Turns out Georgia is a little bit older here.
Wow. So let's talk about rosés. Why don't we start
talk
there?
About rosés. And you know what, Hillary? You know, it's more fun than drinking Georgian wines?
Tell me.
Trying to pronounce them. So if I screw
Good
this
luck.
Up, let's go to the website and you can actually read about
You were great with the Greeks last week. We have confidence.
All right. Well, let's try the 2000 Bucharani Tavkaveri. How's that? Rosé.
Nice.
It's a charming wine. It's made from the indigenous Tavkaveri grape. I had to do it again. And it delivers just loads of fresh fruit on the palate, including tart cranberries, a little bit of ripe cherries in there. It's got a nice little pop of clove in there, which I really like. And then the bright, balanced... It features a little bit of orange peel, pomegranate, and gets a boost from crisp acidity. $15. It's a really pretty wine for $15.
Now, you've got one where you describe it has the taste of toasted bread and green apple. What's that?
Right. Well, this is the 2010 Talani Valley Telly. Now, this is made from 100%, I'm going to try this, Mitsvani grape, and it's fermented in oak, and then it just boasts this bouquet of toasted bread and green apple, and probably coming from a little bit from the oak there. Now, the mouthfeel has a creamy quality to it, supports wonderful flavors of nectarine, apple, a little bit of guava in there. Abundant acidity just keeps the tropical fruit fresh and focused on the rich finish. $11. Really a nice wine.
Oh, my gosh. Now, a lot of the ancient wines tended to be sweet, Scott. Is there a sweeter wine that they make?
There is. There's a semi-sweet version that's a traditional rendition, and I'm going to try to say from the Kitzmaroli area, the Kutch Atari region. I'm really going for it here. And this is the 2011 Talani Valley Kitzmaroli, and it features aromas of sweet plum, ripe red berries, cranberries, apples, a little bit of flavors of plum, raspberry, pomegranates. Now, these are all sweet, but they're not cloying because there's abundant acidity in the wine. It keeps it very balanced. And it would be a wonderful accompaniment, in my opinion, to something like Asian fare, maybe Peking duck or roast pork. Just beautiful wine, $16.
Oh, wow. Lots of great value there. Thanks, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what to drink with your next meal? Check out all his recommendations at WDTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, please drink responsibly.